Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Cassie here. I mean, this is the most difficult decision that a family can make, and Cassie is right in the middle of it right here.
Yeah, I would love some guidance because we're facing a decision with my dog, Calliope. She is going to be 15 this year, and I've had her basically my entire relationship with my husband. And she is old, but she still seems to be with it mentally, and that's, I think, where I'm struggling. Because she's so old and she's a German Shepherd mix, we got her from the pound. Her back legs aren't working really well. She's definitely blind. She can't hear. She's incontinent, so she can't control her bowel movements. So every day, I mean, my floor is so clean because it gets Lysoled every dang morning. And that's all okay. We can live with that. But the last time we visited the vet, we found a big tumor on one of her hind legs, and it's just exploded in size. But because of her age, and she also has Cushing's, which she was supposed to like only last a couple of years from that, she's developed a heart murmur, and they don't know if she would make it through a surgery.
Bless her. She's just going through it.
Yeah, she really is. And her back legs will fail her a lot. And the vet kind of danced around the language last time we took her in for laser therapy on her legs. But they mentioned quality of life. And I know what that means. That means that if my dog doesn't have good quality of life, it's time to start having conversations about euthanasia. And I'm just, but she doesn't complain. She doesn't whimper. She doesn't whine. She seems fine. She can do small stares. And so I'm torn right now between, do we pay to go through and risk the surgery for the cancer, knowing she's 15 and she has Cushing's and her hind legs are already failing her because there's no cartilage in her hip bones, because German Shepherds notoriously have problems with their hips? Or do we just say, you know what, if the quality of life is going to be bad, should we go ahead and, you know, euthanize her? And we lost my other dog, Ajax, when I was pregnant with my son, Max, just a couple of years ago. And so I also am having a lot of guilt feelings, I think, around having the dogs for a long time. And then Hazel was born, then Ajax passed away, and then Max was born. So our dog, Calliope, who we've had the longest, lost her fur brother. But then two children entered the picture, and she was no longer front and center. And it's not because we don't love her. It's just our hands are full with the kids, and she's getting older, so we don't take her to dog parks the same way because she wouldn't be able to handle herself. So I'm having major guilt over her feeling left out, maybe, like she's not allowed to come into certain spaces because I love her. But as an older dog, she stinks. She's a stinky dog no matter how many baths we give her. It's just part of the Cushing's, and you know, I have a thing about germs. Anyway, all that aside, I'm now faced with like feeling like if we euthanize her, that maybe I didn't do everything I could have and pay for this surgery and pay for medications after. But I don't even know what her, if she'd make it through the surgery or what her length of life would be after she did. And so we're at this crossroads. And I haven't even thought about how to explain it to the kids, but it's just, I feel guilty going through the euthanasia, but I also don't want her to be in pain.
So this is something that we all know that I've had to do recently with Riggins. It still hurts to talk about it. Like, I can make jokes about anything, right? I'm a pretty dark dude. I can make jokes about my dad passing away. I can make jokes about just about anything. I cannot make jokes still to this day about my dog Riggins being gone, right? And he was deteriorating the same way you're talking about your dog also. And I think our biggest fear as family members and pet owners is you're nervous you don't want to do it too early, and you're certainly nervous that you don't want it to do it too late, right? So I think I told you guys this story that it was nighttime, and I was watching Riggins deteriorate from the cancer that he had also, and I prayed to God that night, and I'm like, God, please give me a sign when it's the right time. And I woke up the next morning, and as I've told you guys before, my living room was like a crime scene, and I knew that was it. As soon as I saw that, I called up, and we did it that day. I think there's only one question, and only you know this. And it has everything to do with the quality of life for your dog. And I think if you're waiting for your dog to whimper and sit in a corner and not get up, then in my opinion, if it's my dog, it's too, that's too late. That's not going to come. They will hang on and they will hang on and they will hang on. You've got to make a decision that is this dog really enjoying its life, or is it just alive for you?
Like, I watched, I'm going to get a little graphic here. I watched Ajax, my other dog, pass away. He passed away during a seizure. It was a very long 40-minute seizure, and we couldn't get any services out in time. And that was traumatic. But the thought of being the one.
Mm-hmm. I know.
To end it is so difficult to come to terms with. And it's not like I haven't been with pets that have been put down in the past, but that was my parents' decision. Mm-hmm. You know, they were family pets and I was there, but I didn't make the call. So making that call to end your best friend's life.
And this is your first baby. And you are validated in all of your feelings, but I want you to know that you should not feel guilty. You have loved that sweet girl for 15 years. You have given her a wonderful, beautiful life. And it does, things do shift and change when you have kids and there are different priorities, and that it doesn't mean the love is less. It just means you have to share that love, right? So I don't want you to feel bad about these past couple of years. You have given her a long, beautiful life with lots of love. And you even brought more love into the home to give to her with Hazel and with Max. I think your heart is going to know when the right time is. And I couldn't fathom making that decision. I haven't had to make that decision yet, but I think your heart is going to know. I'm really sorry because this is like, we're dog people, so this is difficult. I think your heart is going to know, and it's when it's time to go, as hard as it is to look at it, I feel like it's the mindset, you're giving her a gift.
Yeah, I need to adjust that mindset, and I also now need to adjust the update calendar that says 0 days since Cass tried on air.
That's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.